USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Well, I think we've had these outbreaks periodically over the months, and I think COVID is not completely over, but we'll deal with it as it comes along.
Senate Minority Leader from Kentucky, Mitch McConnell, speaking there to Fox News. This as COVID cases continue to rise in Washington, D.C., and the White House is acknowledging President Biden could get COVID as the increase in positive cases continues in Washington. President Biden and the Vice President with nothing on their public schedules for Saturday. On Friday, they welcome newly confirmed Supreme Court Justice Ketanji Brown Jackson to the White House. During that ceremony, Biden saying the confirmation of Jackson was historic and a moment of real change in American history. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for a book? Fiction, nonfiction, or a children's book? We can help you put it together and bring it to market at Dorrance Publishing. We have thousands of testimonials from people just like you that we've helped get their books sold in stores and online. We've even got a service called The Writer's Coach. It's perfect for people that have a book idea in their head and they just need someone to help them put it on paper. Dorrance Book Publishing has been helping people just like you who have a book idea, written or not, for over 100 years. Imagine being counted among the most famous authors in the world with your very own book. Call right now and let us help you turn a book idea into reality. It's easier than you think. You just need a little help. Call us now.
800-879-4098. 800-879-4098. 800-879-4098. That's 800-879-4098.
European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen was in Ukraine Friday, touring some of the devastation left by the Russian invasion. She sounded heartbroken at the site of a mass grave in Bucha.
Here in Bucha, we saw our humanity being shattered, and it is, the whole world is mourning with the people of Bucha.
Two men were acquitted after being accused of trying to kidnap Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer in 2020, but the jury hasn't been able to reach a verdict on two others. Christopher Gibbons is representing Adam Fox, one of the men the jury is deadlocked on. He assumes the U.S. Attorney's Office will put Fox on trial again.
I have not talked to the U.S. Attorney, but you know, I'm assuming that given the nature of the case, it probably goes forward.
The four men were supposedly motivated by the COVID-19 restrictions Governor Whitmer put in place at the beginning of the pandemic. This is USA Radio News.
The MyPillow.com clearance continues. Roll and go anywhere. MyPillow's $9.99. The Body Pillow, $39.99. And MyPillow bath sheets on sale, 50% off. Use my promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com/radio specials. You'll also get a free copy of Mike Lindell's book. MyPillow.com/radio specials. Use promo code USA or 1-800-951-8175.
President Joe Biden on Friday claimed that Judge Ketanji Brown Jackson was subjected to the most vile, baseless assertions and accusations during her Senate hearing, which he called painful and difficult. Critics point out Biden once orchestrated an effort to block Justice Clarence Thomas from the Supreme Court with accusations of sexual impropriety, which were later found to be meritless. Goodyear is partnering with the Air Force Research Lab to create a domestic rubber made from dandelions. Goodyear saying they're also working with the Department of Defense, BioMade, and Farmed Materials to develop a rubber source that does not need to be imported from tropical regions. Officials say they analyzed more than 2,500 plant species, and a dandelion known as TK has shown the most promise. And finally, most American singles are having a tough time dating. That's according to survey data from Pew Research Center, which found 7 out of 10 American singles say their dating lives are not going well. The data also showed that 63% of those who are single and looking say dating has gotten much more difficult during the coronavirus pandemic. This comes as about 32% of Americans who are active on the dating market are looking for a committed relationship, and 16% are looking for a more casual situation. Please follow us on Facebook at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.